with your eyes. Maybe one day you'll understand. It's Ginger News Sound Radio. Everything you touch surely dies. 92 FM. This is the Community Hour, and I'm Pete Dane. Now, well, I'm getting a bit of a reputation down here on New Sound Radio 92 FM as the person who always puts his name forward if there's an assignment going out that involves food or drink. Now, just before Christmas, it was cupcakes, yeah, a birthday party. That was fantastic, yeah. And last weekend, it was wassailing. Well, I had kind of heard that wassailing, but wasn't too sure what it was all about. So I went along to the Walthamstow Wassail, yeah, where local people had got together to be part of this ancient, so peculiarly British tradition.
Here we come a-wassailing among the leaves so green. Here we come a-wandering so fair to be seen. Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year.
Joined now by Lucy Gibson from the Walthamstow Wassail. Well, what exactly is a wassail?
Well, it's a British tradition for a New Year's celebration. It traditionally happened on Twelfth Night, just before everyone kind of stopped the Christmas celebrations. And it's to go around and wish Happy New Year to the people in your locality. There were two kinds of wassails. One was an orchard wassail, and one was a going from house to house wassail. Nowadays, we tend to mix them up, but they were quite separate before. And for the orchard wassail, you would go to the local orchard or the local beehives, and you would wassail them. You would wish them good health and fertility for the coming year, and it was very important to do that. People believed that it really made a big difference. And then for the going house to house, people would take a bowl called a wassail bowl with them. Then if you were going to, say, a house with a Lord of the Manor or something, then the butler would open the door and you would ask them to fill up the bowl with the wassail drink, and then you would go from house to house enjoying that hospitality and wishing good blessings and a wonderful year ahead for everyone who was in the house. The name was, it comes from the Anglo-Saxon wassail, which means be whole, be hearty, be healthy. And there is a response to it. So you say wassail, and the people respond drink hail. And the wassail drink, there are various different traditions with it, but it's always based on apples from the orchard tradition. And it's basically a kind of mulled warm cider. In the songs, there are a lot of details about what people did. So, for instance, it describes what the wassail bowls were made of. So white maple, rosemary, elder, and it describes the kinds of things that would go into the drink, such as cinnamon, sugar, spices. They talk about all lovely stuff that goes into it.
And were these songs, were they written down or they just been handed down?
I've got them from some from written sources and some from oral sources. I would guess that they were handed down orally for a long time, and then when people started to realise that they were getting lost and only happening in smaller and smaller pockets, I would guess at that point they started to be written down. In Dorset, so big apple producing areas, there's still an unbroken tradition in a few areas, one or two areas. The more modern ones are all recreations and reinventions of these wassails.
So who comes along to these things? Is it kids? Is it adults? Is it, who is it comes along?
Well, the one you're with us today is the adult one, but yesterday we did the family wassail at Vestry House Museum, and we had about 50 adults and children all sitting around learning the songs. They do a making project as well, so this year we made wassail bowls, and then we do a very small procession for them. We went to someone's house on the way, and we all went in, and the children were very well behaved, and they had their own version of the wassail drink, and then we went down to the local park. There's a large wooden dragon in that, in Wingfield Park, and we wassailed the dragon, and the children made up their own blessing for it and their own wassail, and they had a really nice time. Today we are doing the wassail, which involves learning songs in parts. So,
and now when you say in parts,
so there are three or four different tunes going on at once, basically, or a tune and an accompaniment. We'll learn the songs this afternoon. The local pub has given us their upstairs room free to support that, and then we'll start our programme of going round Walthamstow performing the songs in different places. So we start off by performing in the pub where we practice, and then today we're going to a local beehive, which is
beehive.
Yes, absolutely. So they wassailed the beehives to wish them best of fruition for this year, and this is a local beehive, B17, who set up just this year. And then we're going up to the Chestnut Farm allotments just off the town hall. They've got beehives and apple trees there, so we'll do the apple trees as well. We're going to a local house, so we're doing both traditions. We're doing the beehives and apple trees, and we're doing the local visiting. And what happens when we go to the local house is is we're sitting outside the door, the person comes out, and normally they welcome us with lovely wassail drinks, and we put them into our bowls and we drink them and we have a nice time and a bit of a chat, and then we go on to another house or another beehive, and it's really good fun. And the very last bit of the evening is finishing up at the Folk Club, who have been very supportive of us, and we go and sing there every year.
And can anybody wassail?
Anyone can wassail.
Well, should we go and join the wassail and do some wassailing then?
Absolutely, let's go.
And God send you a happy new year. Welcome.
You get
Chris. We're going to miss people's houses. Are we going into people's houses? Oh, wow, this is good, isn't it?
Happy new year.
Is it all right? Happy new year to you.
Come again.
Crushing.
We go through here. Where are we going? Oh, it's a bonfire. Oh, and there's the beehive here. Look.
Okay, so the beehive.
Yeah, the beehive.
Oh, they're asleep.
Yes, they're
asleep.
Safe, they're asleep.
Yeah. We're not going to wake them up,
are we? A wassail, a wassail will begin. With sugar, strands and cinnamon and other treasures in. With a wassail, jolly wassail, and may joy come to you and to our wassail.
What's this you got here?
This is mulled cider, and we've got cloves and star anise in there as well.
Fantastic.
Would you like some?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, I won't give a miss on that. Yeah. Let's give it a try, yeah? Let's have a go. Oh. That does the trick, doesn't it? Oh,
it's good.
It's fantastic.
Yay. Thank you. Your hospitality.
And Happy New Year.
God bless the master of this house, likewise the mistress too. And all the little children that round the table go. Love and joy come to you, to your washing, to you. Praise God, send you a happy new year, a happy new year, a happy new year. Praise God, send you a happy new year.
Hello.
Hello, we remember you from last year.
There's people over there want wassailing as well.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you want to come in
and
have some wassail?
We do.
Fantastic, the welcome we get wherever we go. Isn't it? It's fantastic.
No, that's all right. Sorry, he's charging in.
That's all right.
Oh, thank you so much for welcoming us in. Thank you. So what's it like having somebody come in and wassail around your house?
It's lovely. It's the second time I've heard it. I heard it last year. And it's very beautiful and it's a lovely tradition.
What do you think of it?
Very nice.
It's really nice and the singing's really beautiful.
They sang very nicely and...
I like the tradition and also the community.
So what's it like, all these people invading your house? What's it all like?
It's quite nice. It's welcoming, isn't it? I like the idea of it. Everyone blessing, they're blessing my house, so that's good. It's a good thing, isn't it, having all these people here? Should be good blessings. If it's not, then I'll come back to you.
You're looking after us. What's that you got there? What is it you got there?
I've got cider wassail here. Mould cider.
Have you got a secret recipe?
Jamie Oliver's. I looked it up.
Yeah. It's that traditional, I suppose, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is now.
God bless the master of his house, likewise his mistress too. And all the little children that round the table go. Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too.
And finally, yeah, wassailing, what makes it so important, and why should this tradition be carried on?
I think it's good for us to know about what our traditions are. If we understand our traditions, we understand other people's traditions, and it's always good to sing.
Lucy Gibson from the Walthamstow Wassail, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
That's a huge pleasure. Happy New Year to everyone.
And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year.
And it was great to see people coming together. Fantastic community event it was. It took place right through the weekend. It involved both adults and children. A lot of work organised it. So well done to Lucy and everyone else for making it happen, bringing people together. And of course, we've got Steve Routley with us from the Stop Killing Cyclists campaign. I don't know, what did you make of it? You ever been wassailing?
I haven't, no. I thought it sounded like great fun, though.
It was a really good atmosphere. And people running. And there's more and more of them being set up right way across London as well. There's also one up in up by Tottenham Way as well. I know there's one there, and I think there was other ones as well. So yeah, there's more and more people sort of like, if you like, reinventing old traditions. Yeah. Okay, stay tuned, because after the break we're going to be looking at what's going on in and around East London over the next couple of days and into the weekend. Stay tuned.
Next time you have a sniffle.